Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Today we have Bill Leverty on the line from the band Firehouse. Hi, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, Kara. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Sure. I'm excited to catch up with you. It's been a really long time since we've done an interview, and I think it's been a while since Firehouse has visited Pittsburgh as well.
It has been a long time. Been way too long. And we've got so many places and so many great memories and fans, you know, that we've hung with before. So we're looking forward to getting back to Jurgles to see everybody we haven't seen in so long.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on Friday the 21st at Jurgles for sure. You know, I wanted to ask you about a recent show you guys had done actually in Puerto Rico. I was kind of curious. We saw Perry out with Striper a few weeks ago, and they had mentioned that Striper and Firehouse were playing together, so I wanted to hear how that went.
It was great. It was great. It was packed. Gosh, I'm going to guess there were 6,000 people in this outdoor little courtyard of this venue. It's a beautiful beach venue, and it was incredible. It was great. Great PA and you know, it's just great to see, you know, not only Vince and his guys in the band, but
yeah,
the Striper guys who we've done a bunch of shows with. Of course, Perry being our original bassist, you know, it was great to see him, and you know, they're awesome.
Yeah. Where was the show at? Was it in San Juan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious to hear about what the island's like, you know, recovering from hurricane damage. It's one of my favorite places to visit. I'm hoping that things are coming along well.
It's it all seemed, you know, fine from what I noticed. And, you know, I walked around the hotel a little bit. You know, they were facing another hurricane, Hurricane Isaac, which was on the Friday night. The show was on Saturday, so Friday night, Hurricane Isaac passed south of Puerto Rico, and of course San Juan is on the north side of that island.
Right.
So there was a lot of rain and a lot of anxiety, I guess, leading up to that. But fortunately, we all knew as we got closer that hurricane was going to miss. But you know, I mean, the recovery of it was tough, but those people are so strong and resilient. It's just they're wonderful. We love them, and you know, the only thing I noticed was the electricity flickered a little bit in the hotel, and it was a really nice hotel. It was the Sheraton Hotel they put us up in, and so I just think the grid might be getting back up and running again a little bit.
Right.
It just flickered a few times, and that was just on Friday. But Saturday, day of show, everything went smoothly. I mean, so smoothly that I was really impressed with their local crew. I mean, they were just amazing how quickly they got the original band off, they were awesome. The first band that went on was great, and then we went on, and I think we got on in 15 minutes. So it was remarkable how quickly they were and how accurate, you know, the whole crew was.
Yeah, we've been there several times. I've never gotten to see a concert in Puerto Rico, so maybe someday we'll make it down there for some kind of show.
We've played some amazing shows down there. We opened up for Journey down there. We opened up for REO Speedwagon. You know, it's a great place for us. We're real lucky.
Cool. Well, you know, it seems like you guys have been focused on a lot of festival type shows. I know I've seen you on Monsters of Rock Cruise a couple times. Any plans for Firehouse to do more, you know, like a string of headlining shows? It looks like you've got some stuff going on later this year.
We got three coming up this weekend, one at Jurgles, Friday night. You know, we're looking forward to it. We do, you know, we take the shows as they come, and if it's a show where we open up, we open up. If it's a show where we headline, we headline. I mean, we do a lot of each. I can't really figure, or can't really give you an estimate as to what percentage we headline and what percentage we open up, but, you know, I'm going to guess it's probably 70-30 where we headline, actually.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Cool.
But some of these festivals, you know, are they're amazing. I mean, you got a lot of people out there that were fans back in the day, and now they're promoters, and they're doing these festivals with bands of our genre, and they're having huge success. So other people are seeing you know, I mean, let's go back to like Rocklahoma and, you know, M3, and you've got, of course, Monsters of Rock, as you mentioned, but there's a lot of other festivals that are brewing, you know.
Right.
That are people that are seeing the successes of these and knowing that people still love melodic hard rock. And so we're, you know, we fit in there, thankfully, and we're there to play them.
Cool. So any plans for any new material from Firehouse?
Well, we're hoping that we can get, you know, get a song written and recorded. Right now we're so busy playing live. I mean, I just got home yesterday and got a couple things, you know, I got to do. And but we do hope so. So, you know, hopefully soon.
Well, I know you've been working on a lot of solo material, and we've got your new tracks on the radio here, Love is Like a Song and Memorable. So I wanted to ask you about, you kind of did a unique promotion with that to have fans give a donation to purchase the songs. How did that go?
It went great, and it's still going well. You just go to the website, you drop a dollar in the PayPal bucket, and I send you two songs. Two songs get sent automatically with this. My website guy is really sharp with stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's great. I mean, when I do my solo music, it's kind of at my own pace, at my own time, whenever I feel inspired or I've got an idea for a song that I can, that fits my voice, that, you know, I can see through to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little different than doing a Firehouse record or song when you got to schedule it with everybody and everybody's got to get to the same place at the same time with all that. So it's really easy in a way for me to kind of work on it little by little at my own house and my own schedule. But, you know, I got one more song to finish and then I'll have an album's worth and then I'll put CDs up and I'll put up the album. So it's kind of the way I've been doing it lately. It's just finish a song, release it as an MP3 to people who want to come to my website and get it, or it's on Spotify and it's on iTunes and all that too. But, you know, once I get 10 done, I'll have enough for a CD and I'll put them out. I'm anxious to put it out, but I don't want to put out an album with less than 10 songs. I think that 10 is kind of like the number I need to make an album.
Okay. And do you have a target date for that, or are you just waiting until you get that last one done?
Whenever I get the next idea for the next song that I think is good enough to spend the 60 hours that it takes me to lay it all down and, you know, get some players in here to play drums and bass. I usually get Mikey to play drums and then, you know, mix it and then master it and get it all done and put it out. I mean, if I don't have an idea that I don't really feel strongly about, it just goes in the pile of ideas to just keep working on. Once I got one where I go, yeah, that's worth working on, then I'll work with it. Right now I don't have that idea, but I've got 9 done, so 90% there.
There we go.
It may come tomorrow. It may come, you know, next year. I just, you never know with that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask about you know, I think I've probably been on your mailing list for about 20 years, so you've always done a really good job of keeping in touch with your fans. You know, what's it been like for you transitioning into the whole social media thing and, you know, using Facebook to reach out to people? You know, what's that experience been like for you, getting closer to people that way?
Well, I've really enjoyed it. I think, you know, Facebook and Twitter that I've started, you know, within the last 5 years or so. Mm-hmm. I got on Facebook first, I think, you know, or MySpace before that. And then,
right,
of course, everybody, all, you know, a billion people went from MySpace over to Facebook. You know, it's great kind of developing relationships with people online. And then you meet them at shows and you're like, wow, so you're that person.
Right, right.
So it's cool. I've met a lot of people that I don't think I ever would have met otherwise had I not been able to meet them through Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
And I've found that a lot of people who are, you know, true fans, you know, stick with you longer. You know, they buy a song, they buy a ticket, they care about you. So it's just a shame that Facebook only allows you to have 5,000 people.
Right.
Twitter allows you to have as many as you want. I think it's just getting harder and harder to reach everybody because I think that everybody's, you know, Twitter and Facebook both have these filters where they want you to pay money to make your post reach more people.
Yes, yes.
And nobody's got, you know, nobody can afford that, at least in the music business, because you're selling a song that's, well, for me, I'm selling two songs for a dollar. So, you know, you can spend $20 and you reach another 200 people or something, and, you know, are you going to sell... Are you going to sell 200 songs or whatever? I don't know what the math is, but it makes it more difficult. Whereas I think when it started, you could reach everybody
right.
in your list,
yep.
and they're figuring out that they are so big now that they can monetize what they do, and it's hard for us as artists to be able to monetize what we do.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard for us when we're covering shows to get out to the people that are following us as well. It's definitely been a challenge that you reach probably, you know, 10-20% of the people that are following you. I've found that sometimes posting things personally gets to more people than the people that are, you know, following us on Facebook. So I feel
no,
your
I
pain
agree.
There.
I mean, it's kind of interesting is I can post a cute picture of my dog, and everybody sees it. I post a notification that I got a new song, and, you know, I'm thinking, wow, if I just posted that notification of my new song with a picture of my dog, I get 100 times more people who would see it. So I don't know what it is.
That might be the way to go, then.
People love my dog. Maybe they don't like my song, so I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe they're just not seeing it at all, which seems to be more the case lately, but yeah, very
yeah,
cool.
You put a picture of your dog there, they're going to see it. That's the secret. Or a picture of your food.
Yeah, what you ate for lunch. So, Bill, any other updates for us?
Well, we're just really excited to come back to Pittsburgh. It's been a long time, and I hear Jurgles is a great venue.
Yes.
So this is our first time playing there. We hope everybody will come out so they'll have us back again.
Absolutely.
Because that's the only way you can get a band, you know, one of your favorite bands to come to your area is to go to a show. And without the fans' support, we wouldn't be around. So I just want to thank all the fans for sticking with us for, hell, almost 30 years now. It'll be 29 years coming up.
Yeah.
We're in our 29th year right now, so... couldn't have done it without you guys, and thanks a lot, and we'll see you at Jurgles.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining us today on 91.7 FM, WNJR Bill, and we look forward to seeing you at Jurgles and appreciate your time today, and we'll spread the word about the show to make sure you guys can come back and see us again.
Thank you so much, Kara.
Okay, thank you.